For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Somebody's favorite radio program.
The Tony Bruno Show.
The man chosen to save American radio from its horrible future.
He didn't invent radio. He just perfected it.
Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayne.
Parental discretion is advised.
The godfather of sports radio.
It is a final.
Here is Tony Bruno.
Tony Bruno.
Yes, children, we are all gathered around the radio once again on Sirius XM Radio, Sports Map Radio, and visually for your dining and dancing pleasure on twitch.tv/Tony Bruno Show. And you know what we have today, Harry, in addition to the college football world on pins and needles right now and Temple losing UMass now. One of the big stories here locally, Harry, in a non-conference football schedule.
Yeah.
Debacle.
What else do we have? We got hockey action.
We have.
Real hockey
playoff
action.
Playoff.
Yes.
Oh, no, not that. Where's my playoff Jesus. Hockey action? I already had it in here. Here we go. This time, it counts.
Wow.
And what's interesting to note here, Harry, this will be the first. Now, I'm not counting MLS because they have playoffs going on, too. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the four major sports. This will be the first actual playoff action by a major sports league since the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl in February of this year in Miami, Harry.
Right, and anybody, you know, saying anything about soccer, look, soccer is not in the top four, okay? Let's be honest. It's close,
yeah.
But it's not in the top four.
And we give them credit because they did the bubble down there, and those teams are playing for to get in, and then they're going to finish their season anyway. So their real season hasn't even been finished
right,
yet.
Right, they sort of did like a tournament just
round robin.
It was very entertaining.
Absolutely.
And they did a good job with the COVID throughout the thing,
so my point
too.
Is that they're going to finish their actual season and declare an MLS champion.
Right.
But these playoffs that they're doing now is not for a championship. That's for a spot in the Champions League, I believe.
Yes.
It was up for grabs.
They call it the CONCACAF on this
calf,
side,
yes.
I believe, yeah.
Yeah,
the Champions League is that Europe. That's the real stuff
over
there.
You get the CONCACAF, you get garlic, butter, and a little parsley in there. Man, that stuff is good.
Huh? No olive oil or anything?
You can always mix it a little, but butter on this time. This time, go butter. Hold the olive oil, Robin.
Okay.
Follow
me right anybody now? Upset about the NBA that we're not mentioning the NBA? The NBA is not in the playoffs
exactly.
yet.
Exactly. We understand. That's why we're giving facts here, not opinions. We give opinions after we get the facts. But the fact is, we have hockey. And the big story, Harry, which is why hockey players are next to rugby players that nobody pays attention to, unfortunately, except in New Zealand. Hockey players are the toughest athletes on earth, Harry. A baseball player, you know, they're the most irresponsible guy. Can we now agree that baseball players are the most irresponsible players on the planet right now?
I don't know about you, but I've kind of always associated the baseball player with kind of being the most rockhead of all of the major athletes.
Well, yeah, at one point it was smoke your cig, take a shot of whiskey, and go up to the plate.
You know,
but remember, here's the difference between baseball players and any other sport. When baseball players go into a city, they're there for 3 days.
Right. Yeah.
So they go out and
they're
mingle.
Camping out.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they don't go in and get out. Like NBA, they get in and get out.
Right.
And maybe they stay a night before, but they got a game the next day. Same thing with hockey. They get into a city and get out. Baseball, they're there for 3 days, sometimes four. So what do? You're in a hotel room, especially if you're a relief pitcher, a pitcher. You start once, you go out, you hang out, you got friends, you go out and hang out, go out to pick up some Instagram models.
Right.
That's what happens.
Or you fly them
in. You fly them in. Allegedly, that's what Jack Flaherty of the most irresponsible team in Major League Baseball, your St. Louis Cardinals.
I thought that was baseball heaven.
Well, it is if you got a hotel room in St. Louis and you're waiting around because your team has the most COVID patients out there.
Hey,
and then you're Jack Flaherty, according to some website, saying that he had some Instagram model flown in from New Jersey to St. Louis to hook up.
Yes. Makes sense. She's now, from Jersey.
I looked at this website, Tony, and I got to say, this is, doesn't look like the bastion of journalism.
Of course okay? not. It's another
so
blog.
Let's attach allegedly to this.
Oh, I said allegedly. I think that's for Jack's, I always say allegedly. You know, for even Jack's after it happens, purpose. I say allegedly.
Exactly. But if it is indeed this girl and it did happen, we owe Jack Flaherty a roaring round of applause.
Hey, if you're going to fly somebody
in. She's a looker there?
Oh, yeah.
If you're
going to
fly somebody
yet.
In, yeah. make them be good at least.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to take a chance on Tinder if you're a baller. You know? Instagram, at least you could tell that they're real models.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Well, so at least they look good. They have pictures. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I need to show
Yeah, what Rothstein. Do we got here?
Right.
Are you following
Let me
her
show
yet?
You what he's working with.
Listen,
okay?
I don't doubt it's anything short of a 9 on the scale.
Yeah, well, okay.
But I still
During
need
a
evidence.
pandemic, a 3 is a 9, all right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's
right.
one.
No,
right
that'll
there.
Play.
Yeah, that'll play.
That's
that'll,
useful.
That'll
yeah.
work.
It's useful.
Yeah, that's not a fairway finder.
What's her
I mean,
handle?
That's,
no.
that's like finder. That's like driving it on the green like Morikawa
exactly
at 16
right.
on Sunday, okay?
Exactly right.
Look at that.
Okay. Always bringing it to a golf reference.
That's Bubba works. Watson out the woods
at
Augusta.
The Masters.
Yes.
Yeah, in on the 10th hole.
Splitting the trees.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
That's Jordan game six.
No,
yeah.
who's the guy that just missed the putt and said, are you bleeping kidding
Justin
me?
Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas. Yeah. They got all this JTs yeah. confused. Justin right. Thomas, JT the Brick, JT, who else?
There's DJ.
DJ,
Dustin
but no, there's
Johnson.
A lot of JTs yeah. too. But anyway, there it is. The
JT Realmuto of your Philadelphia yeah, Phillies.
Sign him. The St. Louis Cardinals only played 5 games and 18 consecutive games have been postponed.
Yeah.
And Jack Flaherty, according to this website, flew in a chick from Jersey.
Yeah, I might want to take the rest of the 60-game season and just spend it with her like if I'm Jack Flaherty. I mean, no. really,
yeah,
let's be honest.
You can opt out, Jack.
The St.
We
Louis
do not
Cardinals
mind.
Aren't going anywhere. Just take the Stroman route and
Dude,
opt out.
Exactly.
Dude, opt
By the way,
out.
Justin Timberlake, an even more famous
oh,
JT,
of course,
Harry.
Yes.
Come on, man. Thank
yeah.
you very much on
yeah.
the anyway, so we'll get to that. Baseball is an absolute disaster area. The only bigger disaster area than the St. Louis Cardinals is the Phillies bullpen.
Oh.
So I'm watching this game last night, and we know the story. Now Aaron Nola gets no run support, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy throws, you know, gives up one run, 12 strikeouts, and the Phillies can't score for him. Last night they absolutely unloaded on the Atlanta Braves. They were up 13-1 in this game, Harry.
Right, and
I tweeted,
a 12-run lead is not enough, Joe G. Keep him in or something to that effect. And what do you know? What happened, Tony?
The Phillies bullpen goes in. Now, didn't he go 8?
Yeah.
Aaron Nola went 8
yeah.
innings.
Yeah, because
so you're figuring,
was it 8
all right,
full? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You figure, okay, they want pitchers to start working deeper into games now, right? It's warm out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nola's a swamp kid from Louisiana, so he's not the heat doesn't bother him. So he goes 8 innings. And they take him out and say, okay, we got a bullpen. We got a 12-run lead. What
right.
could go wrong?
Exactly.
It's a good thing it was 13-1. Could you imagine if it was only like 8-1?
Or 7-1.
7-1,
exactly.
They lose.
Yeah.
And then the Braves score what? 7 runs in the
7
ninth
runs
inning?
In the ninth, yes.
I'm a fan of keeping the starter in, man.
Yes.
I'm the old school mind of thinking when it comes to that. But, dude, you're up 13-1. Doesn't that kind of show Joe Girardi's hand a little bit that he don't trust his bullpen a lick?
Exactly. Well,
that he leaves him in. And he shouldn't.
He shouldn't.
But that's a game where you say, okay, take him out after 7 because you're up by 12 damn runs.
And to his credit, he was still pitching like he had, you know, that's what you have to do. That mindset when a game looks like it's over early.
He had 10 strikeouts in 8 innings.
No, he was pitching great.
He had 12 strikeouts the other night in 6 innings
yeah,
in that game
against the Yankees.
Exactly. They took him out and lost the game.
And if you had the over at 22, Tony, you still didn't cash.
Now, I got a
tweet. The over-under was 22
no,
in that
no,
game?
No, no, no. That's like a Warner Wolf reference
yeah,
that I just did.
Well, if you had a 13-run pool, though, right? Do they still have those 13-run pools?
I'm
McKean
sure they
scores
do.
13 on a given night? How about the Mets gave up 14 last night to the Nationals. Did you see that?
I did.
Wow, the Mets are bad.
I got a Todd Zalecki tweet here about how bad the Phillies bullpen is.
Is it the one that says that they right now, through 11 games?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's
call it the pig pen. 9.87
ERA.
9.87 ERA.
34 earned runs
in
31
innings. That's hard to do.
Wow.
Man.
It's impressive.
How about that?
Impressive.
Man.
It's impressively poor. I mean... It's the line from Anchorman. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed.
Wait a minute. Ice Rink in Ottawa just said, hey, guys, stop talking. Oh, Canada's being played right now.
All right.
Up in the bubble.
I got to get on my knee.
I'm going to stand up. Stand up with torts. And your Tampa Bay Lightning and the fellas getting ready. Columbus Blue Jackets, Tampa Bay Lightning getting underway, Harry. And yes, Victor Hedman, as I was saying earlier about hockey players, you would have thought that Victor Hedman, the great defenseman for the Tampa Bay Rays, was going to have a leg removed and would be joining the 76ers, Ben Simmons, not playing for the rest of the year and maybe not yet next season either.
Right, he had surgery, I think, was it yesterday or today? Yeah.
But Victor Hedman is out there. He was skating in pregames, and he is standing on the line as they get through the national anthem, the Canadian national anthem, the American national anthem. And we got hockey action coming up, Harry. Game one of the Stanley Cup Eastern Conference quarterfinals. How about that?
Yeah, and in today's game, Tampa Bay at DraftKings minus 165, couch guy. What do you got?
Yeah, see, I didn't take anything on this one just because, again, I didn't really know what Tampa Bay's health was going to be like. And the Blue Jackets came in hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're playing really good hockey.
Yeah.
So I had to stay away from this one. Sometimes you just don't get a good feeling. You got
you
to reserve yourself.
Yeah. Exactly. That's a hard pass.
That's a hard pass.
Exactly right. Hard pass.
So they're getting underway now at the Scotiabank Arena. And then Hedman is playing, Harry.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. But meanwhile, we got a lot of basketball today, too. You know who's going to join us today? John McMullen's going to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do we have, Robin?
We have the fabulous, the official lawyer for the Tony Bruno
yes.
Show, Dan Lust.
And why we're bringing Dan Lust on today is because there's been a lot of conversation during this college football thing. And the big story is the ACC is planning to play.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Ten and the Pac-12 supposedly are voting today. The Mountain West is already postponed, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned the Temple Owls will not be looking forward if they play this year. Now, is Temple going to play?
I don't know. I mean,
Jim Kenney, there's no way he's going to allow anything to happen in this city during football season.
I have no
idea. He has the city closed down until next February.
Yeah.
How's he going to allow college football here? But anyway, so we're waiting today. The Big Ten jumped the gun, at least the media jumped the gun. And they, as I mentioned yesterday on the show, Harry, with the great Tim Brando, I think the Big Ten just got it leaked out. And then put their finger in the air. You know, you wet it. You're still, I can do it. You put your finger in the air on a golf course to see which way the wind's blowing. And they saw the wind was blowing pretty strongly in the wrong direction for them.
Yeah.
And so they sat on it. They slept on it. And now, because so many more people are saying, let's play, players are saying it. But the big story, which is what Dan Lust will address today, there seems to be a lot of controversy on opt-outs and players leaving and whether or not what happens to them. If they could sign a waiver that takes the school off the hook, would that be allowed? Dan Lust has been saying that there's no such waiver.
Mm.
So I want to get to the bottom of the legal part of this, because we see in professional sports, Harry, teams are allowing their players to opt out.
Right.
We're seeing it in baseball. We're seeing it in football. We're seeing it in all major sports. They're allowing players to say, hey, I don't want to risk it. I got kids. I got a family. I got a health condition. I'm not playing.
Right. I've got grandparents or parents that live with me that have comorbid, you know, conditions. I don't want to risk it.
Well, exactly.
It's interesting because the NFL opt-out deadline was just a few days ago. It was Thursday.
Yep.
Last Thursday.
So, what, 4 or 5 days ago, and Eagles linebacker, former, retired yesterday. Jatavius Brown, 26 years old. So you're like, dude, 5 days ago you get $150K. Why didn't you quote-unquote opt out then?
Right.
Well, I have breaking news regarding the Big Ten football season.
Breaking news already?
9 minutes ago from ESPN, the Big Ten has postponed its fall football season.
No! The humanity!
What, they in the Pac-10, 12 are going to have the Rose Bowl in May
they
of 2021?
They will attempt to play in the spring, sources confirmed to Mark Schlabach.
Schlabach, excuse me.
But, yeah, so 9 minutes ago. So it is a final.
It is a final.
We would like to thank the Big Ten for participating.
And
not participating.
Nebraska and Iowa are now trying to get out of the conference so they can go join the Big 12.
And they can get whopped by LSU or Oklahoma State by 50.
How do you play in the spring? What happens next year in the fall? Guys can't have two seasons back-to-back.
I mean, the guys getting drafted, all that stuff. That's crazy.
By the way, our good friend Ice Rink in Ottawa says that Hedman skated the first shift. He does not look 100%. He's not 100% ready to go, but he's been out there. And already the Columbus Blue Jackets on the power play early in this game, Harry. So we'll keep an eye on the hockey for you. And we got all kinds of stuff. We got NBA games. And we got the Phoenix Suns, who are two wins away from possibly sneaking in to the Western Conference playoffs. We'll explain that. They play the Sixers later on today, so lots of basketball, baseball, and all kinds of stuff, too. It's Tony, Harry, the whole gang. It's a Tuesday, August 11th on Sirius XM 211. And the Blue Jackets score on the power play!
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit BostonScottGolf.com. Use code Harry for 20% off. BostonScottGolf.com.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and with the SiriusXM app.
The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Back here, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, to the dismay of Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney, Columbus is leading. He had Columbus going down like a statue in South Philadelphia, Harry, but not so fast, my friends. They get the early power play goal less than 3 minutes into the game, and it's 1-0 Columbus. How about that, Harry?
Pretty impressive what the Blue Jackets have done here thus far in this bubble, Tony.
You know, and our good friend AJ in Cincinnati said don't sleep on the Blue Jackets. They looked like right. They were toast earlier. Reminds me of the Phoenix Suns. We talked about them earlier. They're going to play the Sixers this afternoon. The Sixers apparently are not throwing anybody out there.
Yeah, I think it might be. Is this the Delaware 87ers today against the Phoenix Suns?
I think it's the bench of the Delaware 87ers.
Wow.
Tobias Harris out. Horford out. Simmons under the knife.
Embiid out.
A lot of Mike Scott Hive people will be out there today. Will there be emergency Mike Scott Hive pod?
How many threes will he throw up today?
Dude,
he's
going to
get a lot of minutes. Yeah. I predict nine.
Nine, that's the number?
Nine.
How about 8.5?
You want to go 8.5? I'll go over.
I'll go under.
I'll go over.
Okay.
All right.
We got action.
Very good. Are you holding this stuff here?
Yeah, you got that couch
guy?
I'm taking it all down.
All
right. Notes.
Do you have a little like sheet like the bookies do? They write it down? Okay,
yeah, a little black book.
Now you just need a little. We got those yellow pads. Give the couch guy one of those. Don't Bogart the yellow pads, man. We need important information to be written down so there will be no confusion. Look at that. Look at the pads.
I tell you, Rothstein Bogart's not only the pads, which I didn't even know about.
Dude, I don't even use the pads.
But the crackers in the back hall, I just found out.
I keep buying them for these guys, the Ritz peanut butter crackers.
I go through 2 to 3 a day, man.
Dude, what does this look like here, Nabisco?
Yeah, I got issues. I got cracker issues, man.
What do you own? You own stock in Lance? I mean, what is that?
No, that's Ritz this time. I buy what's on sale, but it's still good stuff.
Okay.
Ritz is high quality.
It is.
Yeah, Ritz is.
It's a smooth finish.
I'm spending like $20 a week just to get crackers. For these guys.
Crackers and water.
Crackers and water. That's it. It's like in prison.
That's all I need, man.
It's like we're in prison, Doug.
It's like
no bread. I don't need bread because I'm on the keto, but we got, instead of bread and water, we got Ritz crackers and water, or Lance, depending
like
on what's available.
I like the Lance cracker. I love the cheese on wheat, Tony. You ever had
absolutely.
Cheese on wheat cracker?
That's bougie.
Oh, yeah. Is that bougie?
That's the bougie cracker.
Well, I've been called that before.
Well, we do have a lot of crackers down here in the basement, so in the wine cell. Yeah, so it's crackers in here, man. Crackers. Meanwhile,
now Tony, somebody
not Uncle Cracker.
I can't find.
We'll have a block of Uncle Cracker later on today.
Tony, somebody in the chat room at the Twitch chat room said that Jim Cozumel took over for Fortenbaugh.
Oh, he did. Coz is now working at 95.7 The Game in San Francisco.
I'm not sure, but I'm assuming that that's who he's talking about.
Joe Fortenbaugh, you know who he is? What he is, Harry? Another local guy from the Philadelphia area, right? Is he from Allentown, I think?
I don't exactly know, but I know that he was out in Vegas for a while. Then he went to San Francisco and worked for our old boss. And now I think he and his wife are moving. I think they're moving back to Vegas, and he's going to do, you know, more gambling stuff.
For ESPN.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, it's certainly a lot less expensive living there than it is in the Bay Area. So.
As long as you don't leave Las Vegas. Because when you leave Las Vegas, like the worst movie ever made, the most depressing movie of all time, Harry.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Leaving
it's
Las
the Nicolas Cage movie, right?
Yeah, they play that at
They play
AA
that at
meetings.
AA meetings. Yeah. That's how depressing it is, yes.
Yeah, they're like, this is what you don't want to have happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they show the movie.
Vegas, baby, Vegas! So it'll be Coz, Lorenzo Neal, and Dibs in the morning on 95.7 The Game. Because you had...
So it was Joe Low and Dibs. Now it'll be Colo and Dibs.
Colo and Dibs. That's a good one, Harry. That's a good job right there. Don't get... you should copyright that and then sell it to Nahegi before he steals it. And then get retribution.
And hijack him.
Hijack the Bogart there.
Wow. So now what are we going to do at 4:30, Tony, when the Sixers come on and the hockey is still on? Can we get the Sixers game on here? Do you get the...
We got two TVs there.
Yeah,
we
I know,
really
but I
need to
know
watch
you,
that Sixer
you've
game.
You've got these different systems. One's
I got
cable,
one Comcast.
Not.
We may have to bring a couple more TVs down here.
I got some action on that Sixers
game. Yeah, I know. I knew you had action.
Bring the splitter. I'll bring the Tiago splitter down, and we'll split that one box. We only have one Comcast box, but we have like four Verizon boxes.
Now, did you take the Suns... minus the 9.5.
So I actually took the alternate line. I got the Suns at +120 minus 11.5.
Wow.
So I'm really expecting
so plus money, and you think they're going to blow them out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. The Suns?
The Suns.
Yeah, the Suns are almost 10-point favorite. 9.5.
They're 9.5, but I took them up to minus 11.
He took 11.5.
And I mentioned the Suns scenario here. This is, I'm telling you, this is the most incredible story in the bubble. You know, LeBron, and they barely won last night, and they got a big shot from what's-his-face at the end there, the big three.
Kuzma.
That's right.
And I cashed another one last night, Lakers minus 1.5.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, the Lakers
even
might
LeBron
be
says they're not ready.
They might be fake. They really might.
They're fake news?
Well, they could be. They are
did
last.
Did Trump say they were fake news yet?
They're last in numerous offensive statistics since they got to the bubble, including three-pointers and three-point defense. They can't defend the three.
Well,
they
heard.
Could be in serious trouble against
and the Tampa Bay Lightning have scored a tie. This one, the equalizer, Harry.
Here we go.
At 13:33. And all of a sudden, we got a knotted-up hockey tilt as they move it around. Back to the point, kept it, and then he just wristed it in there.
And
then a five hole from the circle as they had a good screen, and it just dribbled right through. He got a piece of the pad on it, Harry, but the legs were too far open.
It's off of 21
and it squeezed in there. And, yes.
A lot of deflections early on here, Tom.
Oh, that just squeezed right through. You got to stack the pads.
Man.
That's what Carter Hart does really well. You got to close that five hole when you go down on both knees, so to speak.
Even Mertidis would have stopped
Absolutely. That's a weak goal right there. I know the goaltender's partially screened there. But you cannot allow a five-hole goal when you got a guy at the point is wristing one in, Harry. Wrister. So we're 1-1, Harry. What's the over-under? I think they're 5.5. All these goal lines
sometimes
are like,
they go up to 6, though.
I've seen the lines earlier today, 5.5 in every game, the over-under.
Right. Yeah, it's 5.5 in this one.
I know my hockey
there's
number.
There's 6.5 in the Chicago Blackhawks-Vegas Golden Knights game, though.
That's the late game at almost 10:30 Eastern time tonight.
It's live on DraftKings Sportsbook. Blue Jackets Lightning right now. The total's 7.
Now it is live.
Well, yeah, they keep adjusting.
Yeah, they adjust.
I'm saying this game went off as they didn't know Hedman was going to play.
Right.
And they said, hey, it's 5.5 is the line. And I'm sure it went up when they found out that Hedman was playing. Is it still minus 160?
Minus 195 for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
So what happened was they saw Victor Hedman was out skating in pregames. He looked okay, but I haven't seen him out there. And it's hard when you're doing a show to try to watch a hockey game at the same time, even though I'm very good at that. But we will do our best today. Especially when a goal is scored, Harry, you know. And there's a lot of Jim Kenny saying he's rooting against Columbus as he's sitting there in a bathtub full of gin in City Hall today. Trying to figure out about the trash. Wow. Now trash isn't going to be picked up this week either, Harry.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, why is this?
They're behind. Once they get behind, they get behinder every other week, Harry. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You know what they're doing in Upper Darby Township here in Delaware County?
That's just outside the city.
Right outside of Philadelphia, where you don't have to pay the soda tax either. They're using school bus drivers to help them clean up the trash.
Oh, well,
so
that's
what, are they
nice.
Throwing it in the school bus?
No.
Or are they driving
trash trucks? No, they're driving trash trucks.
They have trash trucks. They just don't have enough drivers right now.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And what, bus drivers already have CDLs, so
yeah,
they're already,
that's
they're
very
already used to big
See,
trucks.
Why doesn't Jim Kenny do that? Because there's a lot of school bus drivers that are out of work that I'm sure would love to make some extra money right now.
Exactly, because these are other places that think. That have to commission a panel to sit down and think about whether or not they should have more people picking up trash, Harry. And you know it's hot and sticky out there.
Oh, it's awful.
Now they tell you
awful.
Can go take your own trash to the dump if you want.
Oh, yeah?
Isn't that nice of them?
Yeah, I'm going to throw my steaming, maggot-infested stuff into the back of my car and take it to a dump, Harry.
Because it's been sitting out there now for 2 weeks.
Well, that's our recycling. And
Which
then we
is
have
awesome.
Neighbors. We've got a bunch of party chicks next door. Have you seen all that?
You call them party chicks. I've seen them.
No,
if
only
they
seen
were
one
at a
them.
Party, I would not go.
No, there's only one that's not a party.
Yeah, I refer to chicks.
I have a different
standard.
Yeah.
No, there's three chicks.
They
one
party.
Woman.
Whether you would want to party with them or not is a different question.
Okay. The third floor chicks, you'd party with them.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You've seen the third floor chicks. Yeah. They're hot.
We got some space on this couch over here. You know what I mean?
We love to party.
But no matter what, they all put out their trash in paper bags.
They're not trash. It's all of their recycling.
In paper
so you'll
bags.
See White Claws. You'll see every conceivable cheap booze thing. Mm. And they've got literally, I took a picture of it. I'm going to post it. I took a picture of it. And they put it in paper bags. And then it rains, and so now all the trash, and it's not trash. This is just recycling. Their trash is bad enough.
Well, what about a recycling bin?
There is a recycling bin, but that's overflowed because they haven't picked up recycling in 3 weeks. Mm. So when you only have one recycling bin, which isn't that big, we fill up a recycling bin just with water bottles.
My recycling bin is like this tall.
Because you live in the suburbs, Harry. You don't have to live in the city here. It's an outrage. We're not going to get the Bagster. Mikey Vitt says, Gargano says, get the Bagster, baby. Bo Baxter. I'm telling you, the third floor chicks are hot.
Yeah? I've never seen them.
They work during the day, actually, believe it or not. And then they have a party, and then some nights they're partying late into the night.
Yes, they are.
And then I open the window and check them out. I'm telling you, Harry.
Yeah.
Take it from me.
Why don't you wander on over there?
Wait, so the ladies are partying into the night?
Deep into the night.
Now, gentlemen, you were talking a little while ago about how you guys were going to do your best to do the show and announce the hockey game at the same time.
Well, we're not announcing it. We're just giving you updates.
Speaking of the best, the Twitch fans watching you and everybody watching you on TV are saying that you both look your best today. You have the button downs. Harry's
not
wearing
shirts.
A hat.
I've been going T-shirts, but this is a shirt I had earlier in the summer, and I like it. People like the collared shirt. It looks a little more formal. Mm.
And they're commenting that Harry, for the first time in a long time, is not wearing a hat. He has his hair slicked
back.
Yeah,
he's got the pomade in there. Yeah. Is it pomade or pomade?
Pomade.
Pomade.
Yeah.
I was 2 out of 3.
Neither.
Neither or neither.
Neither or neither. Tomato, tomato.
By the way, it is a final now in the association, Harry. Yes.
Already?
The Brooklyn Nets, who are looking for a coach, and apparently have a couple of candidates today. Jeff Van Gundy and Jason Kidd, reportedly, according to Sham Sharnia.
Yeah.
Saying that Jeff Van Gundy are external candidates, Van Gundy and Jason Kidd, for the Brooklyn opening. So, obviously, whoever's coaching them now is not coming back.
Kenny Atkinson's done.
He's done.
A lot of, Sixer processor podcasters won Kenny Atkinson in Philly.
I think he's a good coach.
I like him, man.
Yeah.
He overcoached that team last year. But, Kyrie Irving, flat earth, he wants Jason Kidd in there.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. Yeah.
No doubt about
Didn't Jason Kidd already coach the Brooklyn Nets?
He coached Milwaukee.
He coached the Nets briefly.
Did he?
And something happened where he got in trouble, and then he went to the Bucks, I think.
Let's bring him back for round two.
So the Nets, who already clinched over the weekend, at least the 7th seed or the 8th seed, they beat the Orlando Magic today 108-96. What was the number in that game, 108-96. Let's see how Markel. I was watching the first half, and Markel was not playing well, but he did pick it up. He was like 1-for-10 at one point. And that's, of course, the ESPN page, which I didn't. Oh, I just opened it up to look for a box score, and then the commercial will play, Robin. So don't give me that look. Don't make me come over
there. He finished with 18, Tony.
He did finish with 18. Yeah. He got off to a slow start, but he was 7-for-18, 1-for-4 from 3-point land, Harry.
Yeah.
3-for-3 at the line, a couple of rebounds, actually 5 total rebounds.
Minus 8.
18 points coming off the bench for your all but dead Orlando Magic, Harry.
220.5 was the total in that game.
220?
Yeah.
They didn't even come close.
Not even close.
And the other game going on right now, which is an important game for the San Antonio Spurs because they're hanging on for dear life. Houston and San Antonio playing, and the Spurs lead the Rockets 74-61, and we'll see whether the Rockets are playing anybody in that game. No, they're not. Rocco is starting today. So basically, let's see. Oh, our boy Mbamute's not playing. Tyson Chandler's not playing. Capocolo's not playing. P.J. Tucker is playing. Basically, it looks like the Rockets have Westbrook's playing. So they got some of their guys in there. But you're seeing now in these final couple of games, teams are just being careful.
They just don't care.
They don't care. No. And the only thing that matters right now is the bottom of the West, Harry. And I mentioned earlier, the Phoenix Suns, if they beat.
Yeah, what do they have to do?
They have to beat the 76ers today, and they're big favorites. Then they would also have to beat, in their final game on Thursday, they would also have to beat the Dallas Mavericks on Thursday.
Very doable.
If they win those two games and finish 8-0 in the bubble.
Both of those are very doable.
Absolutely. Then all they would need to clinch a spot is Memphis and Portland to lose one of their last two games.
But no, wait, they don't have to do this Saturday-Sunday thing against the 8th seed like we were talking about yesterday?
They might, yeah. I mean, so there will be a play-in game.
Okay, so.
But I'm saying just to get into that play-in game.
All right.
Just to make the 9 seed.
All right.
If they lose, they're done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If the Sixers somehow pull this off, which I don't see it happening.
My point is they're still mathematically alive, which is incredible when you consider they were the 13th seed.
Yeah.
So if they win their next two games and finish 8-0, and Memphis loses one game, Portland loses one game, they will be in the playoff for the 8th seed. You follow me so far?
Yeah.
So that's the way it goes right there. Meanwhile, did you see the other story in baseball? Eunice Céspedes? Remember, didn't he have a big family barbecue? Wasn't there a website called Céspedes Family Barbecue or something? These guys had 1 million followers. I think that account has now been deactivated because he was a big deal for a while there. And then, of course, he went back and didn't play well. He was seen in a Cuban dance club a couple of weeks before he opted out for
the New York
Mets, Harry. Yes.
Yeah. Everybody's opting out for the Mets. Marcus Stroman said, you know what? I'd rather not.
Yeah.
Grandpa Stroman has opted out for the Mets, too.
And Yonis Cespedes just didn't show up to the game.
No. I know.
No notice. Know. Just like,
I'm out.
I've had enough.
Enough is enough. I have had it. And then the Mets. Did you see who tortured them last night, Harry?
Former
Met great laid the beat down on his Metropolitans for your Washington attitudes, Harry.
Mm.
It's the dude that was there last year.
As Drubal Cabrera?
Yes, as Drubal Cabrera absolutely tattooed the Nationals. Thank you. I don't have the box score pulled up here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got Scherzer and Porcello going head-to-head today down there. I mean, I think I saw big money for the Nationals. You know, I mean, Porcello has been a shell of the guy he once won the AL Cy Young. What was that, back in 2014 when he's pitching for the Red Sox? He's been awful ever since.
Wings and Diddles on the Twitch stream says, I said Capicolo's not even playing for the Rockets today, but Soprasada is starting tonight for the 76ers. Yes. And then some salami will come off the bench and then just start chucking up shots in garbage time when they're down 15 in the last 2 minutes when Brett Brown clears the bench. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Did wow. you guys see the actual video of Cespedes salsa dancing?
Yeah,
with his
I didn't know
if you actually watched the video.
Yes,
that's
salsa,
all.
I saw the headline. I want to see him in the. He's in the Cuban club in Jersey somewhere, North Jersey, right?
Listen, he could be. He can be a favorite on Dancing with the Stars.
Absolutely. Will there be a third floor girl segment soon? Well, we have the fourth floor stall from the old building where 97.5 is, right? He's active on Twitter.
I need to get a look at the third floor girls.
I'm telling you, Harry.
Robin has not confirmed any of this, by the way.
There's a blonde and
there's
a brunette.
Is she still there? Because
yeah,
there are
two there. There's a blonde and a brunette.
And if I'm not mistaken,
Tony seems to be keeping tabs
on what's
going on.
Much better than I have.
No, you know what? I noticed them a lot. I would go up on the roof when I was putting a skylight up last year.
Oh, and I was not up on the roof.
And I was up on the roof last year putting the skylight on into the office. It's one of those tubular lights.
Right. Mm.
And I'm up there, and it's the third floor is level with their deck, and they got like a caged-in deck on that third level. Because we only have two floors. So
if I'm not mistaken, they are – whoever lives there, maybe it's one or two girls that live there are – they used to be part of a sorority or something.
Oh, yeah.
So when
oh my goodness!
When
this is great.
When they do their like sleepover parties, they sing a sorority song.
Oh yeah, they're out there singing.
My
and
antenna
dancing.
Just went up.
How are we just learning about this information?
I can't tell you got to spend the night here.
I'm
going
to do a stakeout here.
What's interesting is last Thursday night they were up late.
Yeah,
I'm envisioning like, girls running around with Delta Zeta on the back ass of their sweatpants.
Yes.
You know, right now.
Yeah, just like a sports bra having a pillow fight.
I wasn't freaking running. Girls, I didn't even know this was during the day.
Green
this was
sweats
night.
With the pink DZ on there
and the little ruffles. Yeah.
Doing keg stands.
I want me some glory hole.
Exactly. Right.
A Mount Rushmore of third floor girls. 215.
No third floor girls, no peace.
Theta Kappas or Delta Zetas? Put it on the pole, Guillermo.
I did not put the ladder up like Animal House to check him out. Seriously, I see him all the time. The blonde is always running up and down. She comes out and she runs during the day. Yeah, a little thick, but
she's
still
running
good.
Up and down.
So she does little sprints. She does sprints right out in the street.
Couch guy has now become roof guy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do start doing remotes.
All of a sudden, our offer to like crash here if you guys need to.
Yeah, I'm going
to
crash in tonight.
Totally.
Yeah.
A couple buddies. Yeah.
We'll get a bunk bed in there, me and couch guy.
A sorority sleepover. Oh. I was not creeping on these girls.
No.
Come on, man.
No, he was
They're the
not.
Ones that have all the bottles and stuff out there.
Yeah.
They drink like fish, these chicks, man.
Wow.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I can't believe I've been here 4 months. This is the first I've heard of it.
Well, they're not active during the day, Harry.
They're like
some animals. They're nocturnal.
Right,
they're
right,
nocturnal
right.
creatures. Nocturnal animals.
They're not on the day shift.
No, they're not. Maybe they're working during the day shift, and then they come out and get active at night afterwards. You know what I mean?
Clarky Bob says, is Couch Guy fixed?
Hey, man. Listen, this is a national show. Come on. Jesus Christ.
Couch Guy and the
other ones. He's had all of his injections, you know,
his shots.
I have his license.
He's immunized.
He's immunized. I have his license.
Cujo knows this.
He's registered.
He's got a flea collar.
He does shed.
Brazzers presents Tony Sorority Sleepover. Yeah.
All right. So I'm just going to put on any kind of DeVito. We're going to go up there and talk to him. We'll be back a little bit.
Yeah. Put on an album side.
The extended version.
How about if I'm a nice neighbor and I got a lot of the big plastic trash bags?
Yeah.
You know, the black ones that
you
stretch.
You could help their recycling.
How about if I say, hey, ladies, I got to, you know, because it's a mess here and the city's not picking up recycling, even though there's trucks that say Philly Recycles. No, you don't. No, get rid of that PhillyRecycles.org.
Sometimes.
They ain't recycling jack. Because it doesn't cost – it used to be profitable. They send all the bottles and cans to China. Now nobody wants our recycling stuff here.
Well, you know, Ryan just got a new car. He can volunteer to put everything in plastic bags and bring it to wherever they need to be brought to.
Yeah. I haven't even had the car for 12 hours. You're putting trash in it already for me?
He still has plastic on the seats, probably.
Jeez. I knew that was going to be the reaction.
And the floor mats with the name of the bank on them or
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, the bank that I owe my life to right. for a Subaru.
Jesus.
No, these chicks aren't moving. They've been there for years. They're good people. They're nice people over there. Trust me, Harry.
Yeah.
Nice girls. Very nice girls. Meanwhile, let's get it back to the action here. Still 1-1 on the hockey game.
We were talking about the action.
Yeah. And we went to other action. And this one's physical, Harry, and you expect it to be. Now, a lot of people are picking this one to go deep, Harry, 6 or 7 games. What do you think?
Columbus? I would think so.
And you're Tampa Bay Lightning, Harry. The other game, San Antonio is still up, and Houston obviously doesn't look like they're interested in this game either, Harry. Are they pretty much locked up now, Houston? Because I thought there was still some sort of jockeying going on in the West. I wrote it down here earlier.
Houston's pretty much definitely going to play the Thunder, potentially the Jazz.
The Spurs and Houston, that's the game that's going on now, and they're still jockeying for the number 4 to 6 seed. So there's there's that spot there with a couple games to go. They could move from 4 to 6. And then you look in the East, and the Sixers are pretty much locked in at the 6th spot.
Yep.
Houston's a game back of Denver for the 3 seed.
Yeah, so the West is still – there's a lot of moving parts there, even though there's only a couple of games left. The Spurs, if they don't win today, and it looks like they're on their way to winning in the third quarter, they win, they still mathematically are alive. But here's the other problem, Harry. If the Phoenix Suns win both games and they go to 8-0, Memphis loses and Portland loses one game, San Antonio would finish a half game out of the last playoffs, a play-in game. So the Spurs are playing better, but unfortunately they may be too little too late, yet the Phoenix Suns may get in. That's the incredible story to me of this postseason.
Yeah.
Because the other good teams, we knew what was going to happen with them.
Yeah, but you saw that with that game, that Lakers game last night. I watched a little bit of it. Lakers needed a 3-pointer at the end of that game to win, and the Denver Nuggets rested their starters in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, dude, like, the Lakers look bad.
Yeah.
And LeBron just threw a little nugget out the other day saying, there's something going on in this bubble that I can't talk about, but it's affecting our team.
The passive-aggressive shot that something
It's an out. Right. It's an out when they lose in a month.
I hate to do it
Guess
to you, LeBron.
What? It's Trump's fault.
I hate to do it to you, LeBron.
I want Portland in the 8th seed, and I want them to take the Lakers out.
Absolutely.
They can do it.
Right. We all want that, don't we? Yes, we do. Even Joe Yunus wants that to happen right now.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes, he does, Harry.
I don't know. Yes, he's a LeBron honk.
No, even Joe Yunus has had enough of LeBron and his whining and stuff. Right, Joe?
We're sick and tired of it, man.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
No, you're not, pal. No, you're not. We're coming right back. By the way, strapper line, 856-818-4045. We got some good strapper calls. We have a Jacques.
Dueling Jacques.
We have enough for a block now because there's a cousin of Jacques Strapper.
A block.
Oh,
Jacques. We got a Jacques block. Not a cock block. That was the third floor girls, unfortunately, when Robin was around one night. And we're coming back.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit bostonscottgolf.com. Use code HARRY for 20% off. bostonscottgolf.com.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Mark Flareth continues to talk with us.
Hey, Mark, what's your take on the Dak Prescott situation? Obviously, he's going to play this year under the franchise tag.
The thing that drove me crazy about the whole Dak Prescott situation was, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, they kept releasing the contract terms. One thing I know about players and agents, they don't release a contract term unless they're going to sign it. They don't say, hey, look, we got this money, but we're not going to sign it because it's not enough money. And the thing that drives me crazy about organizations is they all claim salary cap victim. The salary cap can totally be manipulated. You can pay anybody that you want to pay. That's the way the salary cap works. You can always find money. You can manipulate the cap. You can redo other people's contracts. Just look at Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes, with Chris Jones. If your intent is to get it done, you'll find a way to get it done.
Into the night with...
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
One of the other baseball stories, Harry, that we didn't mention so far is the fact that the bench coach... We had a bench coach suspended for 20 games. Ralph Cintron, remember him, Harry?
No.
The Houston Astros bench coach that triggered Laureano the other day. Laureano,
for the
got
A's.
Hit by the pitch for the third time. And five Oakland A's got hit by pitches in one game. And it was he who was yapping and apparently said something about Laureano's mother. And that's why Laureano went over there and tried to get the guy, and then he hid. And then he now has finally been suspended for 20 games.
So you got to keep mom out of it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't drop your mama jokes during a pandemic, especially.
I mean, seriously.
There. Come on, man.
And then he tried to hide behind one of his players. 20 Jeez. Games. Wow.
I know.
I thought it should have been the whole season. I mean, that's just a joke. You're inciting a player again. You're not even
20 suited. Games is almost the whole
yeah,
season.
Yeah, I guess you're right at this point. You're
He's
right.
He's the hitting coach for the Astros.
Yeah.
Now he'll just be hitting trash cans the rest
right.
of the season. One-third of the season, Harry, if you're not hitting trash cans – and your team's struggling right now, which the Astros are, Harry. 20 games.
How about that California or Los Angeles, California? How do you say the Angels?
The Los Angeles Angels of California. Los Angeles Disneyland adjacent California Angels.
That's it.
You missed Anaheim.
I know.
10-9 last night against Oakland. There were six home runs. Trout hit two of them himself.
Daddy That's Trout.
First team, first place against last place. But man, you know, I'd love to see the Angels.
There's been
get
a
going.
Ton of home runs.
I know.
Being hit by all teams.
I watched the. You know, I'm getting
balls
on,
are juiced.
I get on the treadmill. And I put on MLB Network just to catch up. Everything's a home run.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it really
I like
is.
It.
And you're not seeing as many strikeouts. Remember last year was either strikeouts or home runs. Nobody was bunting. Nobody was getting a single or a double. Nobody was playing small ball. Now, there's not a lot of small ball, but there's certainly a lot of long ball going on. Grand slams everywhere, three-run homers. I know they dropped Angels. I know they dropped Anaheim. It was a joke because they were the California Angels. Mm-hmm. Then they became the Anaheim Angels. And then they became the Los Angeles Angels. So now I can't even remember because I would always just do it generically. Mm-hmm. I would say the Los Angeles, Anaheim, Disneyland adjacent Angels.
That's the best part. It's the Disneyland adjacent.
Because they are Disneyland adjacent, Angel Stadium, if you've been down there, Harry.
Yeah.
Did I mention that I threw out opening pitch on the opening day in 2005 at Angel Stadium?
I think you did.
This tape, yes.
Isn't that Honda Arena? Is it still the Honda Arena?
The Honda Center?
You can see it out from center field.
That's where you're the Shark,
the Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks of Anaheim.
Yeah.
Who are no longer the Mighty Ducks. They're just the Ducks, Harry. T-H-E-E Ducks. By the way, we have a video we have to play today, too. Have you seen this one? We're going to get to Jim. Now, I'm not a big – I don't follow a lot of these political honks. I don't even follow this guy. But you know who Ben Shapiro is? He's like a whiny – he has a real whiny voice.
Yeah,
he's a little short Jewish guy.
Yeah.
And he's like a – I don't know if he's
out in California.
But he did a breakdown of the WAP song, the WAP song, the video. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
It is the funniest thing, and he wasn't even trying to be funny. Comedy Central couldn't put together a better bit. Mm. None of the late night shows that haven't been funny for 6 months.
So what, he's doing the Steve Allen thing where he used to read, like, disco lyrics, but, like, as poetry?
Yes, he's reading some of the lyrics. We'll have to play. We'll get to that, because we got to get Jim and Cheltenham in. He may have gone into the vault, Harry, and found the secret crossover tapes that we were talking about yesterday. Let's find out if Jim got the duster out and dusted off the old school videotape and the audio tape and the cassette tapes and the carts. Jim, how are you, pal?
How you doing, guys?
Great.
Did you go into the vault, Jim?
We found something, yes.
Oh, let me give him a roaring round of applause first of all.
Now, how long did it take you to dig this up?
I had four different ones, and I looked for the best one.
You also said we, signifying there's a team working on
right.
this.
Right. Well,
he's got team coverage.
He has an intern, I believe.
Exactly. He's the archivist of the show. He's got to have interns in the summer. They're not going to school, so you got to put them to work, Harry.
And on this tape is one of your classic drops.
There's a classic drop in there, too?
With one of your classic drops that you did live first time there, and then the station used it over and over every time it was in their machine.
Beautiful, man. Let's go to the tape. This is the one we asked for yesterday.
This was probably around 2011.
2011, Harry.
Wow.
Let's go to the tape.
What you said yesterday about the number one pick.
I'm trying to find out.
You're kind of pushing that under the radar.
I'm texting Jay Glazer. I'm trying to find out.
And what did he say?
He says he's checking and he'll get back
to
me.
No, that's not what he said. What did he say?
I'll read you the text right here.
He said, I don't know about a number one.
He wrote, not a number one. Look what McNabb right. went for.
Okay, so not a number one. What don't you understand about that part?
But I don't know if that's been offered. That was his opinion, not facts yet.
Well, you said you would bet me any amount of money. Didn't you say that yesterday?
Yes, I would.
Any amount of money.
And I will
your
find
expert,
out.
Your expert, Jay Glazer, says not a number one. But
and what
not...
time is it right now, Mike? It's 2:05. Before this day is over, Jay Glazer would have contacted teams to see what's been out there
such
and what's been
welcher.
Talked about.
You're such a welcher.
I'm not a welcher. I'm telling you right now that there are teams. If you're a team and you're desperate for a quarterback, are you going to say, I'm going to try to get Andrew Luck with the first pick in the draft, a guy who may or may not be able to play at the NFL, or I'm going to take a known commodity, Michael Vick, and offer a deal for that? Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
If you're a desperate team.
And Alice is in Wonderland, too. Sorry.
Did A.J. Fieldy not command a number two draft pick from a desperate Miami Dolphins team? Do you like to use facts, Mike?
Give it
do you
up.
Use facts in your argument?
Give
or you
up.
Just go on the air and just think you're smarter than everybody? Because you're not, sucker.
Give it
up. Get off my back today, Mike. I'm not going to tolerate your crap.
Give it up.
Wow.
Give it up. You owe.
I'm not going to tolerate your crap today.
There it is.
Wow. That is how it happened.
That is how we got to that point.
Yes. That's amazing.
I don't even remember the discussion about Michael Vick at
all. I didn't either.
All I remember is the ending. That's all you really need. It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
You can hear the switch that just flipped in his voice, and he's like, I've had it.
Wow. And you know what day that was? That was the day where I flew on a red eye overnight from California, and then we went to Tony Luke's to do a live remote at 9 a.m.
Yep.
And so I was shot. I mean, at 5:30 in the morning or something.
Yeah.
It was really early.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was shot. And then I did the crossover with Mike. I just wanted to go home and go to sleep or go to the hotel room because I wasn't living here at the time. I was still in California.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was the trigger right there.
Mm-hmm.
I was triggered that day long before the TDS triggering going on now for the last 4 years in this country. I was triggered by Mike Missanelli.
Yeah, I know, wow. But you can hear Mike Missanelli. He's like trying every single, like, let me push the button again. Right, let me push the button again. Let me push the button again.
Wow. But that drop, the good thing is it was so perfectly placed because it was like it was easy to pull, mm-hmm. You know, when you were looking for sound effects because it was because I said it twice.
Yep.
That's
just
good.
Just in case he didn't hear you, let me say it again more clearly.
Yeah, and I didn't step on any of it.
No. Exactly.
I found one of Harry's tapes. While I was looking for one, I found another tape.
You found a Harry Mays?
Harry's famous line, it did for the first time, and they used it over and over. Get out, get out.
Oh, yeah.
And the first time you said, I found it.
Where was it?
Oh, I had it, but I didn't know where it was, you know, and because I'm looking for this tape, I found another tape. I'll play some other
tape. And now Mike Missanelli apologist Jeff Bruder says, well, Mike Vick wasn't traded for number one. I didn't say he was traded for number one. I said Jay Glazer said that there may be somebody desperate enough to give up a number one. I wasn't stating it as a fact. I was stating it with Jay Glazer had texted me. And by the way, I'll take Jay Glazer's contacts over Mike Missanelli's contacts any day of the week, okay?
Even if he does have the worst cell phone.
He has the worst cell phone.
Still,
but I mean, you ask anybody, who's better connected with NFL officials, Mike Missanelli or Jay Glazer?
Well, of course
come
it's
on,
Jay
man.
Glazer.
I mean, come on, man.
I want to hear Harry's Get Out, Get Out.
We'll have that some other day.
Oh, okay.
See, I forgot where I put it, and by accident, I was looking for this one. I found that.
He's the ultimate tease.
Yeah,
this
you
Jim
are.
And Shelton, yeah, man.
He doesn't want to give it all out at once. You know, you got to.
Because I hear they're destroying all your tapes now. So
now they destroying my tapes over there?
I have no idea. I don't work there.
Martinez hinted at that yesterday, but I don't know if he was serious or joking.
Oh, I'm sure.
Jason would know. Yeah. He works there on the weekends, so he would know.
That's an outrage. Why would you destroy such radio
gold?
This is gold. This is gold.
Wow. Well, thank
you. The 76ers today will be on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Game.
Exactly right. And
Jim, as always, thank you for working miracles and finding those.
Okay, thank you, Dean. Just let me know.
There he is, the great official archivist of the Tony Bruno Show. I don't even have that drop separated.
No?
I don't have that in my machine. It just shows you. See, I'm not going to tolerate your crap today, which was clean. You're not going to find a cleaner drop to pull.
No, it was crisp. It was great.
I'm going to have to pull that and put it back in the machine, Harry. Mm-hmm. People like that one. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Can you tell Jim from Cheltenham to track the third floor girls? he doesn't have that kind of tape. He'd be in jail for that.
Exactly.
Although they're all over like 21.
So yeah, you got to use the RICO statute to get a bug.
Did you say
there.
RICO?
Yeah.
Ay, papi, qué rico. Dame más. Sí, sí.
How about Jim teasing another installment?
I know.
He's not going to come in here and play multiple tapes in one day, Harry.
No.
He's like a dealer. I'm just going to give you a taste now.
Just a
and
taste.
Then
right. Later on, if you want me to come back, I'll give you a little bit more, but it's going to cost you. How about I got to give it up to the NHL, though. They're 1-1 now between periods in that game. The Carolina Hurricanes can thank the New York Rangers said, the Carolina Hurricanes, you're welcome, New York Rangers.
Well, yeah, they got the number one pick.
Exactly. So the Rangers, and unlike the NBA, which does some backroom chicanery with their stupid lottery system with the balls and you never see it.
Right.
Give the NBA credit. They had the actual ping pong machine, and you saw the ball come up.
I watched it.
And it was the New York Ranger ball.
I saw it. And he had the guy getting the balls out of the case had a little trouble putting the Rangers ball in.
Come back.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.